The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Ooh! Alrighty, are you ready to squeal like a little bitch, bestie? Oh, really? Well, we will just have to see, won't we? Because out of the two of us, you are way more of a scaredy cat than me. You always have been. Me? Yeah, right. I worked retail for 7 years and nothing frightens me anymore. All right, cocky boy. We will see who's screaming the loudest by the time we're done with this place. Speaking of, this is the point of no return. It's not too late to back out. You know, if you're a bitch and whatever. All right, well, since you're so confident, you go first. I knew it! Fine, I'll go first, because I'm not easily scared. Ooh, watch your step. It's really dark right there. I know it. Oh! Shit! Fuck! Shut up! That was a cheap shot. I mean, who puts a jump scare right at the entrance? I mean, especially with the dark blind spot there that I was warning you about. It won't happen again. You'll see. I mean, seriously, this place is so lame. The decorations are so simple. Oh, shit, the costumes are so mediocre. Look at that. That looks like it's from Party City. And don't even get me started on the ambiance. Ooh. Like, what do they think we are? 90? Honestly, they could put just more attention on certain aspects and... Fuck! What? That wasn't a moan. That was a yawn. Like, okay, what a terrible scare. Ooh, a plush spider from the ceiling. What a cool trick. Seriously, why would I moan, dummy? Oh, okay. All right. You stop laughing then. Here, you go first this time, since you're such a toughie. Fine. You're such a baby, you know that? Look, let's just go at the same time, all right? It's not a big deal. No! I don't want to hold your hand. Hold your own hand if you're scared. I'm not. Ooh. Great. Look at this. What do you think is behind this door, A witch? Someone wearing a bedsheet? Maybe my ex? Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. That's surprising. I really thought something was going to jump out at us. Hot motherfucking bitch, fuck! Clown! Oh, fuck you, clown. I knew it. Oh, I fucking knew something was gonna jump out at us. Yeah. Walk away, you little clown bitch. Back to your stupid hidey hole to scare some other poor fucker. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. What? Oh my God, dude, I did not moan. Would you stop saying that? I was just taken aback. That's me taking a breath in from being scared. See what I mean? I just did it again. What? Okay, the clown makeup was, I mean, it was good, right? It was good craftsmanship, that's all. I was just appreciating it. It actually got me. What are you talking about? Oh, I did not grab your crotch. I grabbed your hand. But not for me or anything. I just figured that you would be terrified and I'm your friend, so I was trying to comfort you or whatever. I didn't grab your crotch. I am literally holding your wrist right now. I am not. Your senses are all whacked out because you're spooked and shit. Here, come into the light over here so you can see that I am actually holding. Oh my god! Oh my god, I'm grasping onto your crotch. Fuck. You're really big down there. Like, hold on a sec. I genuinely thought that was your wrist. Fuck. Huh? Me? No, I'm fine. I can let go of your bits. Let's just keep going, shall we? God, is that a fucking old hag granny ghost bitch looking at us in the fucking window? Fuck! Oh, I can't take it anymore! I can't! Fuck! Come with me! Come! Yes, I know this one is off limits. I'm not an idiot. Whatever! Rules are meant to be broken, bestie, and besides, I need a break! No, I'm not scared. I'm fucking horny. Yes, I'm serious. Does it look like I'm joking? Okay, look, all the jump scares and spooky music and the fact that I'm with you and I grabbed your crotch and... Ugh! I just can't handle it anymore. I'm aroused as fuck and I need release. Oh, shit. I knew scarousal was a thing, but my god, is it really, really a thing? If I had a cock right now, I would have a raging boner. You know exactly what kind of release I mean. I'm horny. You have a cock, and I could feel that you were hard when I grabbed it. Oh my god, would you please stop making excuses and kiss me? Fuck! I'm so pent up right now. I'm so fucking wound up. I'm ready to burst. Shh! It's fine. Like the attendant said, these rooms are just for the performers to have breaks and touch up their costumes when they're resetting the house. No one's going to come in here until this round is done. Fuck, dude, I don't know, like 30 minutes or something? It doesn't matter. It's plenty of time for us to do what we need to do. Yes, we need to do this. I'm not going back out there until I come. And as your friend, your best friend, might I remind you, I can't let you go out there either until you come. Oh, don't be cute. It's hot, but... I can see that bulge going in your pants, and you need this as much as I do. So stop pussyfooting around and let's fucking do this. Here. Shh, let me unbutton your shirt. You take mine off too. I don't care if you stretch my shirt, it's my sister's anyway. And she steals my shit all the time when she visits from university, so fuck her. Yes. That's so much better. Fuck. I was getting so fucking hot and sweaty in here. Was it just me? All right, pants too. Let's go for it. Fucking hell. You're so hard right now. Is this a fear boner or a turn to the fuck on boner because of me? Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. A girl you like grabs your crotch and then makes out with you and starts stripping you. That would probably get me excited too. Now, I am going to use this cock of yours if you don't mind. Lay down. Oh my God. I don't care if the floor is dirty or not. We're about to have dirty, filthy, and impulsive sex right now. It's just part of the vibe. Fuck yes. Fuck. Are you ready, bestie? I'm going to grab your cock and guide you to my entrance and slide you right in. Fuck, oh my God, I needed this so badly. Yes, bestie. Oh my God. God. Oh my fucking God, I don't know if it's because it's you or because your cock is amazing, but fuck, you feel so goddamn good inside my cock right now. I'm like crazy fucking good. I should have masturbated before I came here. I know how I get during horseshit, but I figured it would just be pussy. Maybe Halloween bullshit. I didn't know it was like going to get my motor running. Like, oh, not like this. Oh my God. That being said, I'm so glad I didn't rub one out. I'm so much happier now that I get to ride you instead. I really like you. Not just as a friend, but like more than a friend. Like really, really like you. Yeah, I'm serious. I've had my eyes on you for a while, and I didn't once. This is stuff of our friendship, but I'm pretty sure you've had a crush on me as well. And fuck. Oh, I had this whole plan of confessing to you and asking you out. I was gonna invite you over, lead you to the bedroom with rose petals and candles, and then you'd find me on the bed in sexy lingerie with condoms everywhere for you to use and to use me as well. Of course. So yeah, this isn't exactly how I planned to tell you or fuck you. Here in this cramped, dark, stinky room in a C-tier haunted house attraction, but hey, it's working out, I suppose. I mean, we hit a home run before I even get the best. That must be a pretty good start, right? Good. And now you're going to come inside me and fill me up. Because of this stupid haunted house and some freaky clowns and spiders and shit. But fuck. Fuck it. It is what it is, and this. Oh my God, and this is so fucking hot. So goddamn sexy. Right, and you're so good while you hold my waist. Fuck, I'm gonna come so hard all over this clock. It's going to be amazing. Oh my God. Oh, yeah.
Here, give me a rest. Give him. I'm gonna pin them above your head so I can get nice and low and fuck you really hard. You ready? Yeah. Fuck yes. Here we go. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my fucking god. Yeah. You like that? You like when it builds up your clothes and looking fast? Yes, I love it. I love you so fucking much. Funny that it took over. House of nightmares and bullshit for me to get the guards to tell you, but fuck it. None of it matters. Just random details and semantics that don't matter. All that matters is you and me and the fact that I'm fucking you. Yes, come. Come inside me, baby. Yes. Fuck up. Make me squirt all over you. Give me my release. Oh, I treat your balls inside me. Come on. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Holy fucking whoa. that was intense, but so fulfilling, right? And I'm not just talking about the fact that you just filled me to the brim with your cum. Yeah, that was, let's just say I really needed that. I needed you more than anything. All right, well, how about we get through this nerdy, pathetic, absolutely unscary little haunted house bullshit, and then we can play a few games and head home and, round two. All right, let's do it, bestie. Here. Don't leave your fucking pants. hold on. Let's just make sure the coast is clear first. Oof. And if that clown jumps out at us again, I swear I'm gonna kick him in the balls. Don't worry. I promise I won't accidentally kick you in the nuts. Those testes of yours are my fucking ticket to Pleasure Town. I need them nice and healthy so you can pump me full of thick, hot cum every single fucking night and day. Come on. Now we can hold hands. In fact, I don't want to stop holding hands until you're fucking me tonight. Can we do that? Fuck yeah. All right, let's do this. And whoever squeals next has to buy dinner and the condoms.